This weekend, we're beginning one of our homily series. I'd like to draw your attention to the video. Those news clippings were all events that took place over the summer. I remember celebrating Mass with a group of our middle school students before they went off to an activity. And we entered into a discussion about how these events were affecting them. And the uncertainty was real disruptive and disturbing to them. A lot of questions and a lot of worry and anxiety was filling the hearts of our children. And I wonder where it is today. Parents, a conversation with your kids is certainly in order. The events of this week have intensified that, hasn't it? We've been reminded this week that 27 years ago, children lost a part of their innocence. And parents, understandably, worry more. 15 years ago on this day, September 11th, our security was threatened. And efforts to intensify that security keep playing out again and again. What do we do with all of that? I come before the Lord asking for good news. What's the good news in all of this uncertainty? Where can I look? Not just to find comfort. You see, if we come to the Lord looking for comfort, that may or may not come, but looking for comfort only never lasts very long. Where's the good news? Because without it, we are lost. Are our lives filled with good news more than this bad news? Because if it is not, we run the risk of being lost. Lost like some are who don't even know that they're lost. The coin is lost, but a coin is a coin. It doesn't know it's lost. Its owner does. Are some lost and they don't even know it? The culture in certain aspects tries to place a buffer between the Lord and us. And if we're not attentive to those attempts, that wall can be built. And we can be lost. We can get lost when we find ourselves slaves to the illusions to freedom that are out there. Because we live in a free society, have free choice, the temptation to fall to the illusions of freedom, which only bring us slavery, can lead us lost too. It's easy without even knowing it to become alienated to the Lord's purpose in our life. We can be lost and we don't even know it. Some can find themselves lost like the younger son in the story of the prodigal son. That younger son who is indifferent, selfish, and boasts of his own self-sufficiently, who very rudely goes before his father and says, "Father, I can't wait for you to die. Give me what's mine now." What a harsh statement. And the father does. Some wander like a sheep, going about life, but wander without knowing it. We won't go to church this week. I don't have time to pray. Got this to do. I'm not going to go to this event because there are more important things to do. And you can wander without knowing it and find yourself lost. What can we expect from the Lord? What can we expect in these days of uncertainty? What can we expect if we're lost or if we know that others are lost? Well, friends, we can expect good news. I dare say we can expect the unexpected. Because the good news is always something unexpected. And this week, what we hear of is unexpected mercy. Unexpected mercy. Like a woman searching for a coin, like a shepherd searching for a sheep, like the father running to embrace his son. You are worth that. You are worth that much to the Lord. Each and every one of us are, without exception. Our Lord would rather watch his son die on the cross than risk spending eternity without you. You are worth that much to him. Unexpected mercy. Ran across a story this week of a mom, a single mom with a teenage daughter, and the teenage daughter was in a period of rebelliousness, and the rebellion was intensifying and intensifying. The separation was happening between mom and daughter. And one Friday night, mom gets a call from the police. Your daughter has been arrested for driving under the influence. We are willing to release her to your company. Will you come and get her? Mom did. Drove down to the police station. The daughter was released to her custody. On the way home, there's tension in the car, but neither one is speaking. Daughter goes to bed. Mom goes to bed. Get up the next morning, and the tension is still there, and so is the silence. And mom's afraid that the divide is getting wider. After not speaking for a whole day and a night, mom decides to break the tension. She offers the daughter a gift and gives the gift wrapped up along with a card. "What's this?" the daughter said. Mom said, "Take a look and see." Daughter unwraps the gift, and it's a rock. "Well, this is nice, Mom," she said, "but what's it mean?" Mom said, "Read the note." The daughter did, opened up the note and started reading it, and pretty soon tears are running down her eyes. One or two at first, and then one of those cleansing flows. Here's what the note said. "My darling daughter, this rock is more than 2 million years old, and that's how long it'll take before I give up on you." Unexpected mercy. That's our God. And he offers it to you, and he offers it to me. And with the offer of that mercy comes the offer of a whole new way of living, a whole new vision. A whole new life where he is shepherding and we are following. With that new life, he offers us forgiveness. He offers us love and he offers us a joy. You see, once we're a child of God, we are always a child of God. And you and I are children by reason of our baptism. We were adopted by the Lord that day. He chose us and we chose him. But we are sinners, aren't we? We all know that in our own life. Perhaps in big ways, for sure in small ways. But sinners, we're still children. And as children, we're still loved. And we're loved by an unlimited love. That's our God. And so I invite you today just simply to open yourself up to that love. And if you doubt it or you don't trust it, can you be open to its possibilities? Can you be open to receive the grace that the Lord desires to offer? Are you open to the new life? We're going to provide lots of ways this year to invite you to open that life for couples, for men, for women, for teens. Check our website, check our bulletin. few weeks from now, into mid to late October, we'll offer an event called HDI, Holy Name Discipleship Institute. Fancy words that we put together, but it's simply addressing the question, how do we walk this walk? How do we walk it? Ladies, you'll hear of retreats for you. Men, you'll hear of retreats for you. We'll do things with our young people, all to lead us to that encounter where the Lord once again says, I am here and I love. Let the unexpected love and mercy of the Lord touch your lives.